राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद
की जय
जय हो
महाराज. First, we want to listen.
No, actually, you know, maybe Gauranga Sundara, also Suniti and Gaura Chandra, maybe each person or somebody want to talk about Nittai. Very short, you know, not too long. Because today's Nityananda Trayodashi appearance day. So just to want some kind of important kind of feeling.
First, we need the mercy from Vrindavan. What happened in Vrindavan today?
Yeah, okay. So, Vrindavan. So, we have a Nittai Trayodashi. I think you may see in Bible. So, very beautiful flower we decorate. All altar, especially white flower. And about maybe 10:30, we start chanting and then bathing start. Today, Gurudev also came and Gurudev was dancing. And then everybody bathed, especially from beginning, children is bathing Nittai. So all children bathing Nittai first. Then Gurudev as a devotee bathed. So now just Gaura Chandra chanting Prema Datta Nittai Gaura. So actually this Prema Datta means giving Prema. It's Nittai Gaura. So we are chanting this Nittai Gaura, Prema Datta Nittai Gaura. Then Gurudev was saying, everybody should Nittai Gaura. Why do you cannot chant? You chant, go, you know, loudly Nittai Gaura. Then Gurudev personally chant, Prema Datta and Nittai Gaura. So I was a little bit meditating. So what is Prema Datta Nittai Gaura? So everybody knows Gaura is Gaura means mood of Radharani and also Bodhirikada of Radha. And inside also Krishna there. So Shrin Kreen. So, and the Mahaprabhu's wonderful thing is he want to taste Radharani's prema. Actually, Mahababa, Madanakya Mahababa. Mahaprabhu's wonderful thing is not only he's tasting, he want to distribute it. So, but he say, I am gardener of tree of bhakti. Only myself, how can I distribute this fruits of prema? So he's ordering his disciple, please take it, please taste and take it and distribute it. So Mahaprabhu's most dear friend, brother, and most intimate associate among this is Nittai. Because Nittai is two features, Balaram and Anangamanjari. So Nittai is both serving Radha and Mohan, Krishna. So especially Nittai is wonderful. He knows Mahaprabhu's intention, Mahaprabhu's mind. He opened Namahatta, marketplace of Nama. So especially in Navadvip, Bengali, Nittai distribute this prema. And whoever wants to be distributed, he does not care who is qualified, who is unqualified. Because Nittai It's so merciful. Even Mahaprabhu is most merciful. But even more merciful than Mahaprabhu, even Jagai Madai, Mahaprabhu, Jagai Madai hit Nitai's head. Actually, Madai had hit. And the blood is coming. Mahaprabhu become very angry. He want to kill Jagai Madai, especially Madai. Then Nitai said, "Oh Lord, please be merciful upon them. Because please remember why you came in this material world. In this incarnation, your aim is not killing the demon by your weapon, chakra. You give mercy upon fallen conditioned soul. You are killing the tendency of demonic tendency in conditioned soul's heart. And you are giving prema to all conditioned soul. Please remember." So Nitai saved Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai was shocked because why Nitai is so merciful? And then they surrender at the lotus feet of Nitai. Then they get also blessing of Mahaprabhu. They attain lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. So especially our Sampradaya is coming from Nitai and Janabarai. So today we are so much honored and want to glorify our dear most personality and our Samasta Guru, Nityananda Prabhu. All Guru Varga coming from Nityananda Prabhu. Everything come from Nityananda Prabhu. Anta Nitai, Bahir Nitai. Nitai is inside, also Nitai is outside. So by the mercy of Nitai, we can advance. Our Gurudev is the representative of our Nityananda Prabhu or Janaba Ma. So today, we want to beg the mercy of our most dear Nityananda Prabhu so that we may advance, we may enter their most service of our Radha Mohan, especially Nikunja Seva. So sorry. So please share Suniti Didi or Gora, you know, Goranga Sundara and Gora Chandra something about Nitai.
Nitai, Jai Nitai.
Jai Nitai.
I don't know where to begin with Nitai. Jayananda, already you explained so nice about Nityananda. He is inside and he is outside. Everywhere in all directions, there's Nityananda. Inside, he is Guru. All the Gurus are expansions of Nitai. Param Guru Dev told to Guru Dev, he has to go to Prabhupada to take his darshan because in the heart of Prabhupada, Nitai is dancing. Nityananda is very difficult to catch because he is a madman. He is Nityananda. He is always in ecstasy. He looks crazy already when you see him. His eyes always red and full of tears. And he is roaring loudly like a madman. Ah, Gauranga. He is an avadhut. He is beyond all the rules and regulations. He can go any place. Normal sannyasi cannot go to certain places. But Nitai, he can go everywhere. He is going to the liquor shop. He is ready to pick up the most fallen souls. And Gauranga, he told to Haridas, you go with Nitai, preaching. You go from door to door, everywhere. And Haridas Thakur was thinking, oh my God, what will happen? Every day, something special happened. So when the Leela of Jaga and Madai start, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda, they went for preaching. And then they listening from far, there was like a tumult. Some problem was there far away. And they start talking, what happened there? And the people, they start telling to Nita and Haridas, don't go there. Two very dangerous person living there. If you go near, they will beat you up. They are so criminal and violent. All day they are drinking the alcohol. They are always drunken, always violent. They're stealing. They rob everyone who coming near. Don't go there. But Nita say, let's go. Let's go to them. If we can save them, then we can prove that Gauranga came to save the most for it. And Haridas, he was worried. Oh my God, again, going with Nitai, this crazy man. So, and Nitai, he is behaving also very tricky way. He just say to everyone, chant names of Gauranga. He bring us to Gauranga. But inside, Ananga Manjari bringing us to Radharani. In Gauranga Bolite Habe, second line, Aro Kabe Nitai chant, Karuna Hoive. Oh, when I get the mercy of Nitai, then all my material desires will disappear. Everything sinful will become small and insignificant. Jai Nitai. And he expand and everything. Everything what we need for the service is Nitai. Our harmonium, all the instruments, everything that we use for the worship, everything that we use every day, our house, our car, everything is Nitai. So I pray for the mercy of Nitai. Yes. Jai Nitai.
Jai Nitai. Jai. So Gauranga Sundara Ji, could you share something about Nitai?
Radhe, Radhe. It was so nice to listen to you, both of you. You brought us in this endless ocean of Nitai's glories. And our acharyas are saying that no one can glorify completely Nitai, even Anantashesh, who has unlimited heads, cannot glorify Nitai. So it means that even Nitai cannot glorify himself, because there is no difference between Anantashesh, Balaram and Nitai. He cannot glorify himself. And like Gaurachandra said, it's so difficult to catch Nitai. It's very difficult to understand Nitai. Maybe we can say it's not possible to understand. And this is most difficult tattva also, from the point of tattva, to understand. So it means that this guru tattva, which represents Nitai, is the most difficult to understand, almost impossible, because this is always avadut. But we need mercy, Nitai Kripa. And it said that someone who wants to approach Radha and Krishna, he needs the mercy of Gauranga. But to receive the mercy of Gauranga, we need the mercy of Nitai. So this is this chain of mercy which is always going and going unlimitedly in unlimited directions, because Nitai can expand himself in unlimited forms, unlimited directions. So it's not possible to understand him completely. Even him, he cannot understand himself completely. And when Gaurachandra was talking so nicely. One lila appeared to me, and it was in the beginning of Gaura pastimes, Gaura lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes first in Navadvip before he took sannyas. And during this time, Nityananda was traveling all around India in so many tirthas, holy places. And finally he reached in Vrindavan. And then he stayed almost 20 years in Vrindavan, completely absorbed in Radha Krishna loving pastimes. And during this time, during his absorption and meditation and living in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performed different pastimes. But suddenly, Nitai felt that time came that he leave Vrindavan and come to Navadvip to meet his beloved brother. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt, oh, my brother is coming. And when Nitai reached Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent all his devotees to find him and bring him, that they can embrace each other and finally meet each other. So all devotees, all eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went all around Vrindavan to find Nitai, and they couldn't find him. They went all around, they searched everywhere, but they couldn't find him. They came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I'm sorry, we cannot find this person. How is it possible that we cannot find him? Because between these associates, eternal associates, there were so many Nitya Siddhas. They can see everything. They can find everything and everyone. Between them, there were also demigods. They also can find and see and hear everyone on the planet Earth. But they have been unsuccessful. They couldn't find Nitai. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent them again. You must be careful and try to find him looking very, very concentrated. And again, they spread all around Navadvip, calling Nitai, 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 trying to find him in many, many hidden places, but they couldn't do that again. So they came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I'm very sorry, unfortunately, we couldn't find him. We should know that between them was Srivasa Thakur, who was Narada Muni. There is no secret for Narada Muni in all universe, material, and also in Vaikuntha. There is no any secret. Also, Dvaita Acharya was there. He's Mahavishnu, Shiva, he is Paramatma in each heart also, of everyone's heart. So he must know where is Nitai, like he must know where each person is. So they couldn't find, they failed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally said, okay, I will find him. And he was laughing and laughing and laughing and running directly to the place where Nitai was hiding himself. And that place was the home of his grandfather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather. He hid himself in the home of Gauranga's grandfather. I forgot the name, Nanda something or doesn't matter.
Nandanacharya.
Nandanacharya, thank you, Maharaj. So when those two personalities saw each other, immediately they will start to cry, to embrace each other, to roll on the ground, and all earth were trembling because of ecstasy of Nitai Gaur. And then the festival of love starts because so many other devotees came and witnessing this beautiful, sublime scene when Nitai and Gauranga was meeting in Navadvip. So there is, this Lila came to me because so many hidden meanings are behind that. But the main point is that we need the mercy of Gauranga to understand Radha Krishna. And to receive the mercy of Gauranga, we need the mercy of Nitai. But who can give us Nitai? Who can bring us to representative, bona fide representative of Nitai? Gaura Kripa again. Gaura Kripa brings to Nitai, Nitai brings to Gauranga, Gauranga brings to Nitai, Nitai brings to Radha Krishna. And this is always going around and around, so the devotees are always depending on this Guru mercy and also the mercy of Ishtadev. But also, they depend on the mercy of devotees who are representative of Nitai, Akanda Guru Shakti, which is everywhere and is all present. So I just said this. Radhe Radhe. Jai Nitai. Jai Nitai.
Jai Nitai.
Oh, Jai.
So our Sri Didi also, if you could share something about Nitai. Welcome.
Jai Nitai, everyone. Thank you for sharing so beautifully. Everyone in their own feelings. It's so unlimited, like you said, Gauranga, and it's like an open, like a secret, a mystic secret to really get the mercy of Nitai. We need the mercy of our Gurudev because he is the representative in this world of Nitai. And when we look at Nitai, Nityananda from Sadaka, or he looks at us, then he is the guru who is giving, plowing the land like Balaram, giving the seed of bhakti, giving the holy name, getting all the obstacles from our path in the past to become, you know, a devotee, a good practicing soul. And like this, the plant is slowly, slowly growing, the plant of bhakti. The understanding or the feeling to Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. And then when the plant of the bhakti is growing, then some fruits are coming. Then these fruits are given to Aranga Manjari. So when the sadaka becomes, by the mercy of Gurudev, more and more acquainted with the eternal nature, then Nitai will be received in the mood of Ananga Manjari and will help the sadaka, the soul, to enter into eternal relationship with Srimati Radhika. And then also Gurudev will be seen and felt like a representative of Ananga Manjari. So that's a process of our growing in bhakti and growing from sadaka deya to receiving also our dasi bhav, receiving our transcendental feelings in the desire to serve Srimati Radhika. And then Ananga Manjari will bring the fruits to Srimati Radhika, the fruits of this soul endeavor to serve. And more the relation will develop from the perspective of Siddhava, from our eternal relationship to Srimati Radhika. This is the beautiful, beautiful explanation that I heard from our Gurudev. And I know when I met him the first time, And I hear the first time how he speak about the Guru Tapa. I was so much in love with this. I never hear any kind of explanation of Nitai Tattva, Guru Tattva like this, because the Guru Tattva is Radharani's Tattva. It's how she is bringing the souls back to her lotus feet and how she is taking all the forms to bring the souls back. And how this, what Gurudev explained, what he got as a great mercy from his Gurudev. And what Tikvim also, 10 years, he always says, to understand deeply, to meditate 10 years on the subject, how Antaranga Shakti becomes Bahiranga Shakti, how internal becomes everywhere. The internal service of Srimati Radhika in her service to Mohan is moving everywhere. She is going everywhere with him. She is Anangamai. Gurudev always said, don't differentiate between Srimati Radhika and Anangamadri. They are so dear to each other. They are no difference. They are sweet and very hard to differentiate. You know, even Krishna cannot make a difference. So when Nitai comes with Gaura, he is also that, you know, Antaranga Shakti that becomes Bahiranga. It's the aspect of Srimati Radhika that is guiding also the souls back to home, back to Godhead, to her lotus feet, to her service. And our Gurudev, who has come here to help us to enter into this beautiful, beautiful self-realization that has been given to us, this Prema Datta. It has been, it's giving, it's receiving, it's not producing. So we are receiving the mercy of Nitai and we are receiving the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And we are just so lucky that we took a human birth now in this time and that we can be blessed by this mercy. I want to share that yesterday we were sitting here and reading about this. And one devotee asked me, well, how come that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict with this chanting? He said that I don't go into a house where somebody does not chant Eka Lakh, one lakh. And this is also true. He was always expecting and inspiring devotees to do a lot of chanting and a lot of, you know, shelter as much as everyone can do. But at the same time, there was Nitai. And when Gauranga wanted to be very strong to hit, punish Madai, who had beaten his beloved Nitai on the head, then Nitai was the one who said, don't punish, like you said so nicely, Maharaj. So I think what I personally feel, we have the different aspects of Guru. You know, Gauranga is also teaching. But Nitai, he does not care about our qualification. Like Srimati Radhika is also not caring if we are qualified or not. That is the most merciful aspect, the most merciful possibility that we can have and that I also need. So I pray today that by the mercy of Nitai, I may also get a chance and all of us, we get a chance to get the mercy, to feel who we are, to feel more desire to go into the service to Srimati Radhika. And that through the mercy of all the mantras, we may be also pass the test of Ananga Manjari. That is our Gurudev. That is our last, you know, the last, how do you say, purification and the rectification to get the entrance into our Siddha Swarup, in our spiritual bodies, in our eternal spiritual senses to be able to serve Srimati Radhe. Dai Nitai, Dai Dai Shiradi.
Jai.
Jai.
So, Suniti also talked something very beautiful about Nityananda, also Ananga Manjari, bringing us to Radhagan. So we can see that Nita is there, that Nita is everywhere. From the beginning of our spiritual life, when we get the mercy of a Vaishnava, Guru, and then at the end of our journey, at the entrance of the Nikunja, also Ananga Manjari is there. So, Ananga Manjari, two different moods are there. Sometimes like a Sakhi, but also serving like a Manjari. She knows both of the moods and she will check our heart before we can enter the Nikunja. Some Sakhi bhava is still there, then you cannot enter. So, at the entrance of the Nikunja, Nita is there also. Jai Ho Nita. And Gauranga Sunda, he also say, Gurudev, he is the representative of Nita. And he also say that even the Vaishnavas are the representatives. So I remember when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to surrender to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, he sent him back. He said, it's too early for you. Go back home. Stay in your circumstances. Serve your family. So after that, one day, Raghunath, he went to see Nityananda. He listened about him and he went to the Spanihati festival. And Nita, he recognized him. He knows he is a very rich man. And he told to Raghunath, hey, please make a big bandara. Feed all the Vaishnavas. Arrange one big prasadam for all the devotees. Then Raghunath, he did that. And then he got mercy of Nita, putting his feet on his head. So by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we're getting the mercy of Guru and Nita. When you go to Vrindavan, one of the first services you do, you distribute prem prasad. You start serving prasadam and prasadam hall to the devotees.
So, yes.
The life of Raghunath, you can see what Gauranga Sundara explained, that the Vaishnavas are also representatives of Nita.
Jai Nita.
And I wanted to say something about Guru Tattva also. In the Naam Aparad, there is the third offense is to disobey the orders of Guru and to think that Gurudev is an ordinary human being. But it also means it is also a mistake, aparad, to think my guru is better than someone's other guru. Because then we don't understand Guru Tattva. We don't understand Nita. That in every guru there is Nita. Maybe I love my Gurudev very much. And maybe I think my Gurudev is the best. It can be expression of our love that we have with our Gurudev. But we should never think other gurus are not good as my guru. Then we make a mistake in our thinking. Then we don't understand Guru Tattva. Then we don't understand Nita. So I am watching my guru today. He is so respectful to all the teachers. Maybe they have a different mood. Maybe they are devotees of Krishna. Maybe they are Christian priests. But teaching is teaching. Nita is everywhere.
Yes.
So in this way, we should give respect to all the teachers from all the traditions and everywhere. Jai Nitai.
Jai Nitai.
Gurudev, please. Dhanyavad. Please share something, Gurudev.
You are all sharing so nicely. I feel so nice to glorify my Nitai because Guru is everything. One thing I want to see, Andare Nitai, Bahare Nitai, is inside and outside. So inside is guiding us when we surrender to our Nitai, Gurudev. Second thing, we learn that spiritual life is all spiritual. But in this song of Nityananda, living and non-living thing is also Nitai. My God. When you love Nitai, you only not care to the living thing, even to the non-living thing you love, and see the Nitai there also. That becomes divine wisdom. Living and non-living thing is also Nitai. He becomes chair, he becomes carpet, he becomes bed, he becomes mattress, he becomes pillow. When this divine vision will come to me, that I can see in living and non-living thing, to you, Nitai. Today, when this time will come in my life, that even non-living thing also, we will care. Because this service is Anang Manjari service. This service is divine service. That way I can relate every place to my Nitai. And second thing, you see, my Gurudev, many disciples, and all are different mode, all has a different nature, all has a different living style, and how Nitai merciful, how Gurudev merciful to give the circumstances and create inside circumstances that we develop our spiritual life. You see, everyone has a different feeling, circumstances. Without living Guru, how he will guide us, in which circumstances you can grow it, how divine vision he has to give me. You see, I was only one family member of my Gurudev, all our Babaji, living together, sleeping in the floor together. And he said to Babaji disciples that you respect his oldest godbrother of you. So Babaji never give respect to the Grihastha. And they give respect and love to me. I was normal family member that time. So Nitai Guru can see which way this will grow and which way to put him. So he can see that the Matra, the person of all living beings, that how to help him and how he will grow in the way. And everyone he gives different teaching. It's not that one teaching he gives. From where this comes to him, it comes to his Nitai, his Guru, his guide. So this coming divine vision to from divine, more divine his Guru. So this is Guru Parampara. How he teaches how this pastra can grow. Some place they are girasta, they want to renounce life. And he'd say to Nitai, you go to the girasta. You see that? Prabhupada says, you go in girasta. He was full life, renounced person, and he said, you go in girasta. And even going into Girasta, he not married with one girl, he married two girls. You see? Basudha and Janava. To Guru, Kripa, which way and how it comes to us, we don't know. One story, I was in Barsane, is a story, a real story, I say you. I listened from one Parivasi, one person, I forget the name of that, he come when he was 45 years old. He had a family, wife, everything. He left everything. And he come to Barsane to do bhajan. When he become 75, 80 years old, then one day Radharani dream, you have to go to marriage. And I find one girl for you. And she's 19 years old. And he started crying. I have my wife, my grandson, and he has the grandsons. And now, in this age, I have to go to marriage again. Oh, crying. In the lunch time, the girl father, he said, today night I dream it that I have to marry my daughter with you. I come only because Radha, so he also come. And when he see the old man, he also start crying because 19 years old girl. One old man. And Radharani dreamed to his wife also, original wife, that village, and to his son. Your father is going to marry, so you also come to attend this marriage. They are also coming with family. All they come, but and both family join together. And because this was the instruction of Radharani, so the all become angry because it's the same dream to everyone.
Yeah.
Cannot deny. And he has been married with this young girl, 70, 75 years old man, and still this become Goswami of this temple. There are two families running to manage seva of Goswami's Varga in the Vasani's temple, one is a younger family and one is an older family. Both they come and they start serving to Radharani. Still they are family. Tradition is going on. He said, after you, who will do seva? So I make this tradition that they will keep maintain the seva. Both family of his. So what Radharani must be, we don't know. So Nitai must give how and which circumstances come to me, we don't know. This is all Guru knows and Radharani knows. I listen to Sridhar Maharaj, and Sridhar Anna Maharaj always say, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. Harade, Harade, Harade. I don't understand that time. Why he said Nitai and Radhe? Now it is very crystal clear. Nitai and Radhe is the way of our life. Radhe, Radhe. Yeah. And I know my Gurudev, when I am traveling any place, any Nityananda, such he see, anyone family tradition from Nitai, he give dandavat in the street. And we all do because of he is doing, we have to do. So he has so much respect to Nitai, family tradition of Nitai. He was 110 years old, a man, 100 years. 105 years, maybe I see in 100, and he gave dandavat to 40 years, 35 years old man. And he teaches us with respect to Nitai, with respect to the lineage of Nitai, to give love to Nitai. When his mercy will, how will come? That to be close of Radhika, he can bring you there. He can bring you there. When we will be, vision will be clear in living and non-living things to see Nitai, Radhe. Yeah. We spiritually, we practice only living things. Mm-hmm. But Nitai said, not living and non-living things, see Nitai. Mm-hmm. Means everything you have to maintain and give love for that. Mm-hmm. So, Radhe. So you see, in India, they respect Mridanga, they do worship harmonium. Mm-hmm. They never cross that. Mm-hmm. Gartalas, everything, living and non-living thing, maintain and clean and keep it nice, then you are serving to the side. Mm-hmm. Very deep. Thank you. No. Many things Nitai is infinity, Ananta, who can say. But these two subjects, we think we have living soul, we have to go in living way. But what about non-living things? Nitai is also there, right? We have to care. Say, thank you. Sri Ram, say hello everyone.
Good day. Gurudev.
Yeah.
I want to give also one more very nice example. I want to show my example. I was like a Baba. Living in India 8 months every year. Almost. doing service in Jamna, I'm thinking this will be my life now. I only want to focus. Then what happened to me, I don't understand. I'm not thinking that I get married when I'm 45 now. But Nita, he knows. You know it. What are my circumstances, best circumstances? You gave me my Rasa Madhuri. You gave me new mother. Now I have house and car and garden and everything. And you give me association of Jayananda. You give me service in Japan. So many nice devotees. In Jamdaha, nobody watching me. Now everyone watching. Protection. Fence is coming.
This is Guru Kripa. My Gurudev give me this mercy to you. This is the Gurudev Kripa to you, my dear. He loves you so much. In non-living thing you are living, many material thing you got it, but your attachment is not there. Still your service for Jamdaha is going on. Still
I have new idea for
Jamdaha.
Now I cannot come to Vrindavan a long time now, but I feel more mercy from you.
Ishtadev, your patit power is your Ishtadev.
You gave me Ishtadev, Gurudev. So everyone shocked. What? Gorachandra? Nobody think. You asked Jayananda, he was shocked. Really, Gorachandra? Impossible. Everyone thinking like this. I also think like that. Jai. Nitai, Gurudev knows your heart better than you know yourself. You think you know what is good for you, but you don't know. He knows better. Nitai knows better.
This is the truth, yeah. Nitai knows everything. My Gurudev knows everything. And he gives the way. It's a surprising way in life. Impossible to get it. We cannot calculate from our circumstances what Nitai guide us and give us. Mercy is very connected with Swami Radhika. So this happens.
I want to say one more thing. September 2019, I came to Vrindavan and I wanted to stay only 2 weeks in Vrindavan and I wanted to go to Jamdaha like every year. So every year, Gurudev, you encourage me, yes, go to Jamdaha, go doing service, that is good. But 2019, you say to me, what you will do in Jamdaha? you can go later, stay here in Kartik, do some service. Jamdaha. Like, I was shocked. I start thinking, why he say like this? People are always pushing me out of Vrindavan. Go, go. Now he say, what you want to do in Jamdaha? Nothing is there. Then I meet Rasa Madhuri. Everything become fixed. So that this evidence that Nitya already, he know it. Maybe you don't know conscious why you stop me to go to Chandaha. Just coming out of your mouth. Just connection, inside connection. Nitya telling you, keep him here. But when I say to you, Gurudev, I will marry, you also were surprised. What? Who is
And you see, Atil Pavan, Leela, how we can see if you are not married with Nitai, Fatih Pavan, how merciful to you, and how you help your wife, which difficult circumstances she was, and you bring and the best place you organize for. And you are taking more care than her to her mother. And she loves you more than her daughter. Surprising.
Everything is miracle.
And what you cannot do before, now you start preaching about Patit Pavan. Huh? Right, Rasmadri? You listening or not?
Connection is bad. I could not listen you.
Now Gopinath can even share.
Yes.
I
came running now when I heard that beautiful Leela of Nitai happening in the Zoom. So Gurudev was saying all is Nitai. So the Zoom is, I feel, the best Nitai for us. It gives us the possibility to connect from all the different angles of the world. And my dear Gaurachandra was chasing me today because he's also Nitai for me, very merciful brother. And he had a wonderful inspiration. And I think today is the day to share it. Gurudev Gaurachandra has a deep inspiration that in Jamdaha, which he and Rasa Madhuri actually are sponsoring the entire seva of Jamdaha, almost the entire seva, whole year they're sponsoring there, from the prasad, from the temple seva, everything they are covering. They're so generous, and also they're so much infused by Nitai Shakti that Gaurachandra is saying that why is there only Mahaprabhu Gurudev? We're missing Nitai in Jamda. Wow. There's a statue of Mahaprabhu which was installed like, I don't know, 15 years ago by Gurudev. And but Mahaprabhu is very alone. So Gaurachandra's wish is Gurudev also to have Nitai there.
Yeah, very good. We have to do.
There is already one Nitai, Nitai Baba, but but we need also a murti of Nitai.
Yeah.
Yes, Guru. Yeah.
I agree with this. I agree. Immediately try to do.
This idea of Nitai being everywhere is very strange and beautiful. Everybody mentioned it, all four of you and Guru as well. And it's hard to understand. Nitai is everywhere. And even today, we talk about mercy being everywhere, mercy coming everywhere. and understanding mercy is some kind of gift. And it is a gift, but it's a gift of seva. It's a gift of a possibility to serve. This is what's everywhere. When Nita expands in all the gurus of all the world and starting with our own, it's a place and a space where we can give, we can serve. I said, sorry, it's not too original. I said it before, but German speakers are the best devotees. Because in German language, to say it is, or there is, or it exists, you say it gives. Es gibt. So there's a kind of fundamental generosity in just existing that comes out in German language. And I think this is what Nitai means, that the ability, the space to serve is what it means to exist for every devotee everywhere. And we become ourselves, we are ourselves as jivas when we serve. And our guru gives us the place and the space to learn this and to do it concretely.
Wow, Uddhava, this is so deep. Thank you so much. Non-German speaking cannot catch the point, probably. But very deep. You know, if you in English, there is something. In Germany, we say "es gibt." "Es gibt" means there is, but es gibt, gibt, coming from, meaning is giving. It gives. So in the existence of there is, it's included in German language, the tendency of service is included. Giving, es gibt, there is, es gibt. Giving. Is included deeply in the language.
You said it much better.
I never recognized that. Uddhava opened this very deep, actually. But in German, there are many such deep things. Uddhava can explain better than me, I think. Jai Uddhava. So beautiful.
A friend to Germans everywhere. No, you explained beautifully. That to exist is to serve. We're most completely ourselves when we're serving others.
That's all.
So Gurudev, in which way we can attract the mercy of Nitai? What we can do to get more mercy from Nitai?
Yes. Mercy can come by Mahaprabhu teaching Trinada peace. One day Jayananda is reading Anandas Babaji and explaining, this is devotion, Trinada peace. Tarora peace Ahasura. Seva sadhak rupena siddha rupena chatri. Seva is very important. Service is always important. This material body has to be used and engaged in the service.
then we can reach to that highest goal. Then it's like an umbrella protection always of Nitai and our Swami. This is the devotion. How much we will be humble, our devotion is growing. How much we are tolerant, our devotion is growing.
This Trinata Pisunichina verse is also on Manjari Bhav Gurudev. It's not, yes, not only Sata.
Yes.
I'm an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
What I can decide in my house?
Yeah.
I have to be very humble. I cannot even decide when we will eat. Mother will say when to cook. When mother and father say we are going this place, what I can decide when I am just 11 years old? I always have to surrender to the superiors.
Yeah.
But when I go outside and meet my 11-year-old girlfriends, then different mood is coming. We are little girls already. Yeah.
Radhe Radhe Gurudev.
Yeah.
I'm just inspired to ask you. There seems to be deep connection between Trinadapi Sunichena and to be the viewer in the life. Can you say something about it in the practical life?
Again?
Seems to be the deep connection between be humble, Trinadapi Sunichena, and to be the viewer in the life, just to, not the doer, but the viewer in life.
Here in Sadak Deha is a doer, no? In Sadak Deha, we have to watchful to reach the viewer position. In the Sadak Deha, we cannot be a viewer. This is teaching of the Sadak Deha. In the Sadak Deha, consciousness means to keep this consciousness that I am how I am. My ego is higher, or my humbleness is, I am practicing humbleness or not. I am living in humbleness. I have to watchful and I have to do it also. So in Sadak Deha, we do, but we do different things. So why not to do this, to reach to the Siddha Deha, to be a real devotee, real the stage you reach to the your sarupa base. Trinada peace nijena taro rapi sahasrunam. tolerance. Why I lose my tolerance? Amanina mandena, why I want my respect? Why not I give respect to others? So here, I have to watch for in my sadhak deha. When I will reach to the siddha deha, then we will be viewer. If this practice is in my sadhak deha, physical body, then I can reach to the viewer consciousness. Right? Gauranga Sundara, say something on this point. He convinced with your words.
Please continue. We want to flow in your explanations, Gurudev.
No. Maybe you can improve it. What I share it.
But this is actually a really beautiful point which Dayanidhiji said, actually. That this connection between humility and the point of viewer. And like you said, real viewer can be only from the point, from the level or from the angle of Swarup. But we have to use our sadakvesh, our body, to be cautious, to be watchful. To be watchful on what? How our false ego is acting, actually. Because false ego always wants to be a doer. He always has some plans, some projects, some new ideas. And behind that is self-promotion. It's not service mood at all. Although it can looks like a service mood, but it's not a service mood. And the service mood has to be enlightened in Swarup. And when this Swarup is prominent, then this reflection of this kind of consciousness automatically will appear on a sadhaka vesh. So to be a real viewer, it means to be fixed, to be situated in spiritual identity. Otherwise, if we are not, the person can be on bodily consciousness, and on a bodily consciousness cannot be humble. It's not possible. This is not the nature of bodily and consciousness and false ego. This is not the nature. The nature of spiritual identity is to be humble. This is natural humility. It's not humility under the gunas, under the false ego. And result of this natural humility is ability to be a viewer, not a doer. Then we can become perfect instruments. And we can see from the examples of all acharyas, all pure devotees, how they have been instruments in the hands of gurus, in the hands of Nitai, in the hands of Radhika, Krishna, and all other superiors. So this verse, Srinada Pisunichena, which is warning devotees, please always be aware and be conscious from your sadhakavet, what you are doing, what you are thinking, how you are behaving. This is the homework. This is the sadhana for sadhakavesh. And in the same time, nourishing the heart with the mahavanis, with the great words of acharyas. Then humility will slowly starts to appear in the heart, in the consciousness, in behavior. And this is Nitai Kripa. No one who is on the bodily consciousness, who is conditioned, cannot be humble. This is not possible. This is not nature of conditioned soul. We can pretend to be humble, But this is not real, genuine humility. Humility is coming from inside consciousness, not from false ego. And for that, every sadhaka needs sincerity, honestly. So, and this is only kripa. This is possible only by kripa. And kripa is coming from Guru, who is representative of Nitai, or we can say, ultimately, Radha Kripa.
That kripa when come, then we become viewer. Then we start living in that kripa in a form of viewer, watching what is happening, surprise us. And that flow, when it starts, it never stops. When the day will come that this flow will start in my life, that is to wait. When the flow starts, it never stops. Then is mentioned, lava matra sadhu sangha samsiddhi hai. Only few seconds of the association of sadhu, it can come to my heart, and all perfection of this happening, kripa mercy will start happening in my heart. If really we catch in my heart and keep it, flow will start.
I always think that we have to focus on the positive thing, not on the negative thing. So I always think that what we can do and what we should do is to absorb ourselves in Manjari Bhava by listening the sweet katha of Anantadas Babaji and going deep in this, doing bhaja, living in this mood, living in this identification. The problem is that for all of us, it's not possible to do that. To absorb ourselves so completely, because we are not bhajanandi. And we are living a normal life in the Western world, and we dealing with our jobs and family members and different people we meet and this and that. So it's very difficult to absorb ourselves deeply in that mood, although this is the only medicine. Because we cannot do that. And we have to deal in our normal life with normal people and our jobs and this and that. Because of this, we must also understand how our ego works. Because of this, we have to see our mistakes and watch our ego and watch our sadhaka deha, watch our human character. Because we cannot always live in the identity of a manjari. I think because of this, we have to watch our ego also. But the medicine is to absorb in the manjari, in the siddha svarup. So, yeah, I wanted to share that because sometimes we have the understanding that all the time I should watch my anattas and I should watch my aparat and my ahankara and all the time. Only focusing this doesn't help. It doesn't help to focus on the spiritual thing, on our spiritual identity. But same time, in our normal life, we have to deal with our conditioned human nature also. That I want to say.
I want to put together what I just learned from Gauranga and Gaurachandra. Make a lasagna out of the ingredients. yes, Garanga, where the pure devotee is humble, but because it's no longer a question of being humble. The perfect devotee has come to the state of perfection, and there's no question about what to do or not to do. The pure devotee is a viewer and not a doer, because there's nothing else to do. She's become completely perfect and perfect reality. Humility is a question for the sadhaka, for us poor, impure devotees, where we have to face every concrete situation and decide to be humble, exactly when it's not easy to be humble, to resist doing exactly when at the moment we want to do and make, because we have a path of imperfection in front of us in order to become perfect. So humility, yes, in both cases, but for the sadhaka, humility is a task, a path to walk through examples, through inspiration, through mercy. That was my lasagna.
I may little bit want to add this. Is okay?
Japanese lasagna.
Japanese. Oh my.
So very beautiful. Gauranga, Gaurachandra, and Uddhavaji. Sorry, I'm maybe literally the philosophy. So like, if we meditate, attain Siddha Swarupa by the mercy of Gurudev by the mercy of Vaishnava or Nitai or our Swamini or our Moham, we could attain Vishuddha Sattva. So we completely beyond the mode of nature. So how to beyond the mode of nature? That is surrendering. And if we surrendered, means give up whole ego. So yesterday I talked, you know, one example of surrendering, but some devotee complained because internet disconnection. So yesterday I went to dentist. So, and I trust my dentist, but I don't know what's happening in my teeth. What kind of treatment the doctor does, I have no idea, honestly speaking. But I cannot get out. All I have to do just to give up my ego. Okay, I surrender to my dentist, my doctor. Then my mind is peaceful. Okay, whatever happening, it's happening. It is my kind of destiny. So everything, mercy of Nitai, our Swamini, whatever happening, I have to accept. So similarly, if we find out Gurudev, we trust Gurudev, then surrender, we need surrender. Whatever he say, whatever treat us, sometimes he angry with me, he treat very badly, whatever happening, I select my doctor. Whatever you say, yes, Gurudev, I agree. I try to surrender. I surrender unto you. Then slowly, slowly, we beyond material guna. So Gurudev said, this kripa comes. Then we can beyond this mode of nature. Then we could attain Shuddha Sattva and then Vishuddha Sattva. So that we need mercy. Sadhu's mercy, Guru's mercy, our Ishta, especially today, Nitai. We need mercy of Nitai, Nityananda. And also we need mercy of our Swamini, our Moha. So just to, you know, so this is, I want to add, Radhe Radhe.
Janitai, I want to, after the listening now and tasting the lasagna which Uddhav Bhaiya so nicely prepared for us.
And Bhaiya, it would be nice if we could see your face, honestly. Really. It's not nice to just have the voice. Thank you, my dear. Radhe.
Sorry, sorry. Sorry, I have to learn. I have to learn from all of you.
It's a very nice face too, you have to say.
Okay, sorry for not showing my face. So I thought I want to give a dessert now. In the form of mercy, because when I was listening to Gaurachandra and Gauranga and then Uddhava and so nicely prepared the lasagna, I thought, where's the dessert now? And Gaurachandra was telling about the only medicine actually is to absorb ourselves in Manjari Bhav, though in the day-to-day life, it ain't easy, as we say in America, it ain't easy. But then I was thinking that actually, what is the meaning of Harinama Kevalam? What is the meaning of this beautiful verse, which we know that in this age of quarrel, the only way is to chant the holy name. And then it came to me that, wow, actually, if we chant the holy name, if we chant the Maha Mantra, we can actually practice our Manjari Bhav, because the Maha Mantra has been infused by Mahaprabhu with Manjari Bhav. This is what Gurudev has revealed to us so many times. So actually, we only need to chant the Maha Mantra, whatever we are doing, right? This is Nitai Kripa. If we're going to work, if we're cooking, if we're studying, if we always have the Maha Mantra flowing with us, if we only keep the japa and chant, then actually we have the medicine, which Gaurachandra was saying, we need this medicine, and we have it actually in the form of Maha Mantra, which is given by Mahaprabhu's mercy. So I just felt that, so this was a small dessert to receive.
One cherry on top.
There's more coming.
I want to add one cherry on top because I had Radha Rai Priya here. So just today, the Abhishek was very ecstatic, and I start again crying because I felt like you cannot realize Nitai, the mercy, without tears. It's just this body is not possible to take it without tears. And then I'm standing behind the three Nitais. We were doing Abhishek today, and I was thinking, oh, I don't see their eyes, but immediately I realized that it doesn't matter because their eyes are everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, and then I surrendered then, and then the Leela rolled out, and then I just saw like we are in Sankirtan and they're, you know, it's we're following and dancing and chanting Maha Mantra. And it's so ecstatic, and exactly this is the parampara. Gauranga and Nitai, they're in front, and it's the Sankirtan is like parampara, you know, that we are ecstatically chanting and going together like in this lineage. And then, yeah, it was just, I got this kind of vision in Abhishek, so it was really, really ecstatic. And then after we played Mridanga so heavily that even at the bruises on my hands are like blue, so Nitai came even to my hands if you play. So it's just yes, I was just wanted to add also that this pure devotee qualification is that they surrender fully. So this is then there is no question about humility, because if you're surrendered fully, then it's done. Then this is the pure devotee. So it's very beautiful. Nityananda Trayodashi here. Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe.